Unit 9, page 98, exercises 4 and 5.
So, how did you get started?
I always took cotton shopping bags with me wherever I went. Then I stopped buying water in plastic bottles and only drank tap water. I also carried around my own cup for when I ordered a coffee to go at the cafe.
That sounds simple enough.
Yes, it was. But other things were difficult.
For example?
I usually shop at a supermarket because it's easy and convenient and it saves time. But the problem with supermarkets is that all the food is packaged in plastic. Even fresh food like fruit and vegetables.
So what did you do?
I had to find other shops where I could take my own containers and buy things loose. That was tricky. I managed to find fresh fruit and vegetables and dried goods like rice and nuts, but things like cookies and potato chips were impossible. And fish, meat, and milk were difficult. The packages were always plastic or had a plastic lining.
How did you deal with that?
Well, I stopped buying cookies and potato chips, and I reduced the amount of meat and fish I ate. But I found a company that uses glass bottles for milk and recycles them, so I still drink the same amount of milk.
So that's food and drink, but what about long-life products that come in plastic, like soap and shampoo?
Shampoo and soap were easy because I bought bars of soap wrapped in paper and used it for shampoo too. They were just as good as brands packaged in plastic.
It sounds like you were pretty successful. Would you agree?
Well, I wasn't able to completely cut out plastic, but I think I managed to reduce my plastic waste by about 90%. I also started my own blog to raise awareness of the damage plastic does and promote a plastic-free life.
That is great work, Anya. So, do you have any tips for anyone who wants to try the 30-day challenge?
Replace things gradually. It takes time to change your habits, but it is worth it. In fact, the 30-day challenge has become a lifelong challenge for me. My new goal is to have no plastic in my life at all. It's healthy for me and healthy for our planet, too.